Hare Krishna. Reading from My Glorious Master, Melbourne, 1975, A Servant Serves. Excuse me. A chance taken for a gesture of affection. The devotees accompanied Prabhupada to the airport when he left Melbourne. Prabhupada sat on the plastic chairs of the airport lounge, and tens of devotees sat on chairs on the carpeted floor near him. Several devotees stepped forward to speak a few final words or offer a departure letter, an apple or a flower. I watched everything from the back. I wasn't in good consciousness or spirits. I felt distant. The boarding call for Prabhupada's flight was announced, and Prabhupada stood up, and the devotees offered their obeisances. A kirtan started, and the atmosphere filled with anticipation. From the crowd, I noticed that Prabhupada's hat sat on his head at an awkward, almost comical angle. A thought raced through my mind. What if people think it funny and laugh at Prabhupada? I tried to decide whether or not I should straighten his hat. The internal dialogue began. Prabhupada doesn't care what others think, but it will be offensive for them to laugh. They should offer Prabhupada all respect. How can I be the one who straightens it? Is it offensive to think others may look at Prabhupada's tilted hat as comical? Prabhupada walked slowly towards the gangway, allowing his disciples a few more moments of association. I stepped directly into his path. Allow me to straighten your hat, Prabhupada. He looked steadily at my face as my hands moved his hat from left to center on his freshly shaved head. I then quickly stepped back, and Prabhupada walked up the gangway to the sound of the kirtan. My comment. Prabhupada did not acknowledge my straightening, yet I immediately felt that I had acted properly. My analysis of the possible unfavorable reactions of others may not have been accurate, but my motivation was simple, to protect Prabhupada from an embarrassing situation. I had acted as his servant. A servant serves. Due to the heavy judgment of ISKCON of the 70s on devotees living outside the temple, and due also to my own personal shortcomings, I found it difficult to associate with the devotees and do temple service in Australia. Yet serving Prabhupada remained the only meaningful desire in my life. My first plan was to offer Prabhupada $1,000. For weeks and weeks, I tried to accumulate money for my offering, but money seemed to vanish as fast as I made it. From the inception of my handbag business, I considered Prabhupada its owner and myself its manager. So instead of saving to send Prabhupada $1,000 in one lump sum, I began to send him checks each week. My first offerings were only $25, but they gradually grew to $50 and $100 and finally $250 a week. Later, when Prabhupada toured Australia during his final visit in 1976, I was able to fulfill my desire to give him $1,000. Regardless of the size of my donation, each week's focus was my trip to the post office and my purchase of a money order in the name of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. I would also write him a note expressing my affection and a prayer asking him to accept my insignificant offering. My comment. Devotees doing business tend to make the financial success of their business a prerequisite to giving donations. I found this mentality counterproductive in my own circumstances and in the circumstances of many devotees with whom I have spoken. I learned that a donation, regardless of its size, must be offered for Krishna service each week. The size of the donation may vary according to the success of the business, but serving Krishna has top priority alongside paying for food, clothing, and shelter. With every weekly check, I would think that at least some concrete service was completed, as opposed to hoping the business would one day be successful so I could one day serve. By regularly offering donations to Prabhupada and by thinking of the business as his, I was forced to work hard, depend on Krishna, and consider my business devotional service. Prabhupada appreciated my mood, especially the regularity of my offerings. Letters from Prabhupada. After a month or so, I started to receive letters of acknowledgement from Prabhupada. One of Prabhupada's replies instructed me that a disciple must somehow or another always serve. This is Prabhupada's letter. My dear Bhurijana Das, please accept my blessings. I'm in due receipt of your letter dated September 12, 1975, with a closed check for $127.68. In this way, you are rendering very nice service, and the more you render service, the more you advance. This is the only way. Therefore, the Vedic regulation is that whenever one goes to see some saintly person or to visit a temple, he must offer something that will help him. It is enjoined that one should first of all dedicate his life, and if it is not possible to do that, then one should dedicate his money. If he has no money, then he should utilize his intelligence how to spread Krishna consciousness. Or if he has no intelligence, then he should utilize his words that, yes, they are doing nicely. This is a nice movement. This is the process for advancement in Krishna consciousness. I hope this meets you in good health. Your ever well wisher, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. My comment. Practically speaking, the essential quality of a devotee or of someone sincerely aspiring to be a servant of a devotee is his serving mood. Regardless of external circumstances, therefore, a devotee always, somehow or other, renders service. Devotees at times find themselves without service. Without service, and Prabhupada indicated that service has a broad scope, thinking of oneself as a devotee has no meaning. One must always find some way to serve. In fact, in speaking to devotees who have left the movement or have left, who have been in positions and who have left the movement and lost the service, I find that the thing that they miss most is just that. It is service. The quote, best useful, end quote, service. My visits to the post office and the ensuing checks and letters to Prabhupada continued week after week, month after month. Generally, Prabhupada kindly acknowledged receipt of each letter and check with a letter of his own. In one letter to Prabhupada, I had expressed that I was not able to serve him very well at the present, and I asked that he accept my donations until I could properly serve him. Prabhupada's reply encouraged me. I'm in due receipt of your letters dated August 22nd, 29th, and September 5th with enclosed $150, $159.61 and $126.50. You say that someday you will hope to be useful, but you are already useful. You are sending checks. This is the best useful. You are remembering me and chanting Hare Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. My comment. My insignificant donations may not have fully deserved Prabhupada's generously terming them, quote, the best useful. But nevertheless, Prabhupada expertly fanned the spark of my desire to serve. Hare Krishna. We shall end here. Hare Krishna.